Yeah. Well, you know, she was 25 years. So, and I mean, and everything was good. We, you know, we knew this day was coming. I mean, it was like, you know, she kept saying it was coming. And, you know, and the other thing, too, you know, is her, she probably would have stayed another year, but her husband was a couple years older, and he'd been at home alone, you know, for a couple years. And he's, you know, still very healthy, still very active, still very everything, and, you know, and he wanted to go. So last year he bought a travel trailer and a brand new pickup truck and a house up north. And, you know, we all kept telling our partner, you know, okay, Stevie, you know, she's moving, she's going, she's going. And I think he was in a state of denial. I just still think he's in a state of denial. And right just before Christmas, she retired, and he grabbed her and sold their house and put her in that travel trailer, and they're out in Arizona or somewhere over there. I think it's Arizona, whatever, somewhere southwest. And they're going to stay there till the weather breaks, and then they're going to come back and go northern Michigan. So I have a feeling that that travel trailer is going to get a lot of miles on it, you know. I mean, it's going to go, you know, like, what do we call them, snowbirds? He wanted to become a snowbird, and I have a good feeling that, he's a snowbird. So, which is fine. I don't blame him, you know. You sit at home alone, well, somebody else, your partner is still working, gets kind of old. So she was catching it at home, too, you know. So, and like I said, everything was just, you know, different. And of course, you know, 25 years she had her name, and like I said, nothing dishonest, but she had her name and her power on everything. And I mean, you know, none of us, like, my name's not on very much, and so, like, I can't just pick up the phone and say, okay, just transfer the money. It's like, well, where's Ruth Ann? It's like, oh my God.